In him was life, and that light was the light of men. Those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. The word of God is life. The word of God brings light. Experience the wisdom, presence, and the power of Jesus Christ through the ministry of his servant, Jonathan Lagan. Welcome to Pneumatech.
Make the devil mad with your praise. Tonight, you know, there's a world-renowned wrestler called John Cena, and his theme song, if you have ever listened to it before, I used to be a very good fan of him. I used to be his fan till I started praying. If you listen to his theme song, it says, "My time is now." I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, "My time is now." I didn't say prophesy to them. I said tell them, "My time." That person you just spoke to looks like they are envious of you. Turn to another person that will celebrate you and say, "My time is now." Do you believe your time has come? Do you believe your time is now? Then shout like you know your time has come. Hug one, two, or three persons around you. Welcome them to this miracle service. And just tell them, get set for an encounter. God bless you. Please take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Your time has come. Amen. I believe that this is one service. Oh, by the way, let me officially welcome you to August's miracle service. Hallelujah. The kind of anointing I can sense in the atmosphere is the anointing of now. Amen. In Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 12, the Lord spoke to Jeremiah, I think verse 11 and 12. He said, "What seest thou?" Jeremiah said, "I see the rod of an almond tree." In other words, I see the branch of an almond tree. And let me explain something to you about the almond tree. In Israel, in those days, the almond tree carried a lot of significance. Apart from its agricultural importance, in Jewish custom, the almond tree was often referred to as the waker tree, in the sense that after winter, there is one weather you have. They call it spring, right? You know, during winter, most of the trees will shed their leaves and sort of hibernate. Sort of die, but not really dead, but sort of hibernate. Just like you hibernate a computer. They go to sleep because the weather is not favorable for growth. But after winter, there comes a season called spring. In Jewish culture and in Israel those days, the first tree that starts to blossom after winter, after a long time of sleep, is the almond tree. So Jewish people refer to it as the waker tree. Meaning, once you see the almond tree begin to blossom, it means every other tree is coming back alive again. It means a season has changed. So prophets in those days, because of the significance of this tree, prophets usually carry rod when they walk around. And they always get their rod from the almond tree. Because it was believed in those days that when you see a prophet, a new season has come. Whether you are ready for it or not, whether you prayed for it or not, God told Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 1, go and show yourself to Ahab and I will do what? Send rain. Just appear. Once they see you, let them know that 3.5 years of drought is over. I came to this service as a sign that somebody has entered a new season. In the name of the Lord Jesus. So God told Jeremiah, what seest thou? He said, I see the rod of an almond tree. God said, you have seen correctly. For I am watching over my word hastily to perform it. I mean, this is a service where as God speaks it, you are seeing the manifestation. Something happened to your faith. I understand maybe you've gone through a lot of hard times and it's becoming difficult for you to believe God for a change. But I came to tell you that as God speaks his word over your life, you are seeing an instant change. An instant manifestation. Because God is watching over his word to perform it. How? Hastily. Speedily. That's your second name from today. Speed. Add that to your credential. Huh? Go and change your Instagram handle. Write Jennifer Speed. Then write your Sunday. Because that's how your destiny is going to go from today. The Bible says the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah and he given up his loins and outran the chariots of Ahab. I prophesy the anointing for speed. Speed, 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 speed. Praise. Prophesy to yourself, this is my season for speed. Clap your hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, can we get into the service? I hope you have written your prayer request. Please get them written quickly. And we are going to pray some prayers. And then begin to minister. I sense that God will heal tonight. Every sickness and every disease. I sense that God will set the captives free. And I sense a mighty release of deliverance for somebody. You believe it, shout a louder amen. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 3. I want to talk to you briefly about joy. Joy before the harvest. I'm not going to talk too long. But I believe I just want to charge the heart of somebody. Get you ready for what God is about to do today. Before we go to Isaiah chapter 9. Okay, let's read Isaiah chapter 9 verse 3 first. Should be your do. And none to you we lift our voice to sing, you're the Lamb upon the throne. And unto you we lift our voice to say, you're the Lamb upon the throne. Hallowed be your name. Yes, us, Lord.
Hallowed be your name. Divine authority, hallowed be. Let the earth praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Every voice praise the Lord.
That's why your people have come. Unchangeable, unfailable, unquestionable, untamable, unmatchless, all-powerful God. Unchangeable, unchangeable God. There are no words to describe you. Unchangeable God. Have you ever seen angels dance before? That's why I was singing. I had a vision now and I saw angelic beings dancing. That's why I sang. It's not because I just want to worship. No. Amen. God will surprise you. Let's just leave it at that. Isaiah 9 verse 3. Karaklatike lemoko sanvalagaya. The last time angels rejoiced in the Bible was when Jesus was born. Huh? So for somebody who wants to correct me with the Bible, remember when the angel appeared to the shepherd in Luke chapter 2, ba? And the Bible says angels rejoiced and they heard the sound thereof. And I believe that they are rejoicing and excited because of what God is about to do for somebody today. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 3, it says, please give us King James. New King James. It says, you have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of what? So every time you see joy, know that harvest is around the corner. That means the best way to announce that the season of harvest, the season of results, the season where your expectations turn to manifestations, the seasons where God bring to answers, the prayers you have prayed, the best indicator in the natural is the presence of joy. The Bible says they rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. Let's read that scripture in another translation. Let me get the exact translation I want us to read it in. Isaiah chapter 9 and verses 3. Let's read Amplified, then we'll go to Message. It says, you, O Lord, have multiplied the nation and increased their joy. So joy is also responsible for multiplication, right? When you read Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19, don't go there. It says, also out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. He said, and I will multiply them. Why? Because there was a voice of thanksgiving, a sound of joy, a sound of praise. He says, and then I will multiply them and they will not be few. I will glorify them and they shall not be small. He says, you, O Lord, have multiplied the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you like the joy in harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil of battle. Message translation. And then we proceed. He said, you repopulated the nation. You expanded its joy. God will expand your joy in this season. He said, oh, they are so glad in your presence. Festival joy. The joy of a great celebration. Sharing what? Rich gifts and warm greetings. I prophesy today in this miracle service that as you rejoice in the presence of the Lord, there will be a distribution of gifts, a distribution of answers in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
believe it, shout it louder, amen. Somebody shout joy. Shout it again. Joy before the harvest. I want you to know that in the kingdom of God, joy is very peculiar in connection to how we receive from God. The Bible says in Psalms 126 from verse 5 to 6, it says, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. Verse 6 says, he that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless return again rejoicing, bringing in his sheaves with him. They sow in tears and they will reap how? In tears? No. They will reap how? In questioning God? No. They will reap how? In depression? Depression will never give you anything. So don't spend your energy in it. You know, one of the tricks of depression is it tries to make you feel that if you get into that state, people pity you or people consider you. Meanwhile, nobody is even aware that you are in that black hole. Is that true? So if you want to activate the harvest, if you want to receive from God, there is an atmosphere you must carry. The things of God are the things of the Spirit. And the things of the Spirit are atmospheric in nature. What do I mean by atmosphere? Before rain starts to fall, you will notice a change in the atmosphere. Is that true? Mm-hmm. That's how it happens in the spirit realm. Before God delivers something from the spirit realm into the physical, into your life, there is always going to be a change of atmosphere. You will have to take off every atmosphere of gloom and discouragement and cloudiness and bring in and embrace the atmosphere of joy. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 3, say, to appoint unto them that mourn. In other words, to give them a date as my prophetic vessel, as my servant. Go and prophesy to them and appoint the date where their mourning will be turned to joy. It says to give them beauty for ashes, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, and the oil of joy for mourning. So before God begins to do anything in your life, one of the things he will trigger is an atmosphere of joy. Until you are happy and you don't know why you are happy, you don't really have a cause to be happy. I know you don't understand, so let me explain. Listen, happiness is momentary. It's due to certain things that happens around you. So if somebody's happy, maybe they just got a job, they just got a contract, money just came to them, the power of God is going to move in this place. I can feel it. I'm telling you, the angel that used to stand, that used to come to my left once in a while, he just came now. I can feel his presence. Amen. So, before, what was I saying again? So, if you want to be happy, there has to be a reason to be happy. But I said that until you don't know why you are happy, or until you are happy without a reason, then you don't really have a reason to be happy. Because when you are happy without a reason, it's called joy. It's not happiness. And that joy is an announce. It's an alarm that announces that a reason is about to manifest in your life that will truly make you happy. You didn't get it. This is what I mean. Let me say it again. That when you, until you have no reason to be happy, because joy is when you are happy without a reason. You don't know why, but you are just happy. Now, when you are happy without a reason, it's an announcement to you that God is about to create a reason in your life that will truly make you happy. Somebody grabbed it now, right? So joy is the atmosphere that ushers in happiness. Do you understand? There is no reason for why you are happy. But when you become happy without a reason, it is called joy. And that means that something is about to happen that will truly make you what? Happy. Do you understand it now? Mm-hmm. So every time God begins to stir joy around you and there is no reason for why you are happy, that's when you should truly be happy. Because a reason is about to manifest that will truly make you happy. And most times when you have not seen it before in a dream or in a vision, you just don't know, but you can sense it and your expectation keeps rising. It means that this package that is coming is a bigger surprise. You know, God is full of surprises, so. Ladies, I'm not sure there's anybody that likes surprises more than ladies. They like surprises. In fact, if you want to be romantic to a lady, surprise her. Is that true? Do something out of the blues. Amen? I'm not talking about surprise that will end you a slap. I watched one video online recently, very funny video. Maybe we'll share it in the group so that you can laugh, just for laughter purpose. Amen? A young man walked into a restaurant and saw a lady seated on a table alone. And he just came to her and said, please just cooperate with me. I will explain it. Just cooperate. She said, okay. Then he knelt down and carried a ring. He said, please be my wife. And then Ashea, he did that because maybe an ex or somebody, a demon he needed to live his life, came into the restaurant. So he wanted to spite her by making her see that he was proposing to another lady. And the lady stood there looking at them. Then he turned and looked at the lady. The lady walked away. So after putting the ring, then he thanked the lady. He said, thank you very much. Then the lady said, no way, oh. The lady said, no way. He wanted to remove the ring. The lady said, a lie. Say, in my place, once you put ring, you must wed me, oh. He said, no, you don't understand. The lady said, no. She took her phone and called her dad. I said, daddy, I found my husband. We are coming to see you. It's a joke, but let me prophesy. For somebody, the season where you will meet your life partner has come. If you believe it as your own, shout a louder amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whether by mistake or by accident or by deliberate intentions, this season, every single that is trusting God to settle maritally, be settled in the name of Jesus. Some of you have learned how to Minister Chijoke, say prophesy. Amen. Let's celebrate God for Minister Chijoke. He's here with us. Amen. And MD Nat is also here with his electric suit. Amen. You know, there are suits and there are electric suits. This one is electric suit. Amen. Don't feel like showing it to anybody. Who will carry it and go home with it. In Jesus' mighty name. Some people, their own is only to receive. They never give. They are just receive, receive, receive. Or receive in Jesus' name. What are you receiving? Amen. Can we get on? So joy is the atmosphere, is the protocol to receive. Joy is the atmosphere of the presence of the Lord. The presence of God is the atmosphere of joy. In Psalm 16 verse 11, the Bible says, in your presence is the fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. In your presence, joy is in its fullness. So when you sense that joy, it means that the presence of God is made manifest in that place. Psalms 89 and verse 15. Psalms 89 and verses 15. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. What will happen? He said, they walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. Do you have NLT? New Living Translation of this same verse. Happy are those who hear the joyful call to worship. They walk in the light of your presence. Message? You have message? He said, blessed are the people who know the passwords of praise. Meaning the password to your breakthrough. The password to your next level. Whether you are ready for it or not. Am I talking to somebody here? And what is that password? Joy. Whether by laughter, by praise, by rejoicing. Blessed are those who know the joyful sound. So how do you activate your season of harvest? You need to trigger that joyful sound. Whether in form of praise, most times in form of praise, or in form of laughter. The Bible says it will fill your mouth with laughter and your heart with joy. The Bible says joy and rejoicing shall not depart from the tent of the righteous. For any and every reason, begin to demonstrate that joy by rejoicing. Okay? You know, joy is like the noun. Rejoice is the verb. Philippians chapter 4. I believe it's verse 1 or verse 4. It says, finally, my brethren, rejoice. Again, I say, rejoice. You know, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. It's one thing to rejoice. It's another thing to rejoice in the Lord. People can rejoice maybe because they just won a lottery, or they just got a contract, or an expectation was met. For some reason, in the natural, people can find a reason to rejoice. But when the Bible instructs that you should rejoice in the Lord, rejoicing in the Lord is a spiritual activity. Of course, physical, but it's something that is done with a spiritual understanding. You don't need situations around you to be favorable for you to rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord is how you sustain your divine connection to the presence of God. It says, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is what keeps you steadfast. It's what establishes you. It's the alarm signal in your spirit that God is not done with you. Somebody say, God is not done with me. It's the sign that God is about to bring you to a long-awaited season of harvest. It's a sign that God is about to bring the answer to long prayers. In fact, that's one of the things I sense in my spirit for this service. That God wants to answer prayers that have been prayed for a long time. If you are one of such, shout a louder amen. You know those prayers you have prayed and forgotten. And then all of a sudden God shows up and says, now is the season for the answer. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2. It says, today is the day of salvation and now is the acceptable time. Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And I want you to know that it is going to go beyond this miracle service. This service is just to usher you to a season where you will have every reason to joy and rejoice in the Lord. Many of us in the last 7 months have gone through a lot of crisis. While you watched other people enjoying, you were enduring. While you watched other people rejoicing, you were suffering. Many of you have prayed for months, for weeks, and it looks like the more you pray, the more the sorrows multiply. I bring you good news today. That God will give you a reason to celebrate in this season. It is difficult for somebody who have gone through a season of pain, a season of delay, a season where their hope is already lost. You know, when your expectation about a thing is so strong, but it doesn't come where you thought it should come, and then you begin to give up, and then you eventually give up and give in to despair. There are people you'll be surprised to know in church, even in this place, respectfully. There are people who have gone through so much that if they can share with you half of what they've gone through, you'll have to help them cry their tears. You see everybody dressed nice and come to church, but you don't know the tears that they shed in the night. It is true that all that glitters is not gold. Some people only try to put up a face, but they keep crying in the secret. There are people who feel that God has abandoned them, has forgotten them. Maybe because of the onslaught of the enemy repeatedly in their lives. Maybe because they watch other people celebrate in the same service they came for and receive the same word. But they go back and nothing is changing. Nothing in their house, nothing in their life, nothing in their career, nothing in their finances has really changed. There may be one of such here crying desperately in their heart, Lord, give me at least one evidence, something that I can show my world that I serve a God that is not dead. I'm not asking for too much, just an evidence. Just even if you just blow breeze and just move quickly, I'm not asking for so much, just something tangible enough to end the mockery and the shame that I've gone through. There can be people like that here. And that's the reason why, for you to enter into that season of results, of harvest, of success, of breakthrough, of fresh air because of the answers of heaven over your prayers, you will need to learn the joyful sound. You will need to understand that regardless of what you have gone through, yes, God feels our pain. It's the truth. God feels every pain you go through. One of the reasons why Jesus didn't just come down from heaven as a full man and hang on the cross was because he wanted to grow up and experience all that mankind experiences. The Bible says in Hebrews that we do not have a high priest who is not touched by the infirmities that we have. Everything that you suffer now or that you may suffer in time to come, Jesus has gone through it. Jesus knows what it means to be hungry. As a matter of fact, this week, and Jesus knows what it means to be hungry and angry. I hope you know. You know, when you read Mark's rendition about the triumphant entry, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, you remember that story? The Bible says when he came into the temple, it was evening. He looked around and then he went out of Jerusalem. I'm sure that when he came into the temple that evening, he saw those people that were selling all kinds of things. He saw them there that evening. But maybe he was not in the mood, or it was already evening. So he left, preparing his mind to come back and give them a big sermon. You know how Jesus used to talk now. Woe unto you. Maybe that was what he planned to do. But the next day, when Jesus left the house, they had not cooked before he left. And he was hungry. And the Bible says that he walked to the fig tree looking for food to eat on the road. For Jesus, the master. I hope you know Jesus was a celebrity. It was a national sensation that time. If he was in our time, he should have more than 1 million followers on Instagram. Maybe 50 million or more. How many does Cristiano Ronaldo has on his Instagram? More than 50 million, I think. Huh? Around 76 million. That's the kind of person Jesus will be. So for that kind of person, and you know when you become a celebrity, you can't be seen everywhere. You can't do things anywhere. It's you that nobody knows you, that you will buy corn as corn season don't come. Roasted corn. You go to village here. Then you buy it, and on the way in the evening, you turn it to a mouth organ and you are whining it. And some of you really know how to enjoy it. As you are eating it, you are singing him with it. Just as I am without. Amen. But for Jesus to go to the roadside and look for fruits to eat, know that he was hungry. And maybe he didn't eat in the night. And he didn't find any fruit there. So Jesus became hungry. And the hunger brought annoyance. That's why when he entered the temple, instead of salmon, he took cane and lashed them. It was out of hunger. So the next time or the last time you were hungry and insulted somebody, insulted even their third and fourth generation to come, Jesus knows what causes that kind of pain. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some of you left your house, is garri and granite you soaked this afternoon before coming. Your kitchen has been clean for a long time because there is no abundance. I prophesy to you that the season of abundance has come. The season where you will stop thinking of what to eat because there is too much already provided has come. Jesus has gone through virtually everything that we've gone through. Everything that can rob you of your joy and plunge you to a life of sorrow. He has gone through it. He sees your tears. He sees the cries of your heart every day. And that's the reason why he prepared this service. But you see, when you are coming out of a long season of pain, you need to understand that regardless of what you have gone through, for God to release the harvest, you need to open up with an atmosphere of joy. You need to forget about what you have gone through and rejoice in the Lord. That's why I say rejoice in the Lord, not in yourself. You may not really have any evidence, anything around your life by which or for which you should rejoice. That's why he says, rejoice in the Lord. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17 to 19 before we pray. This is a state of somebody here tonight that God is about to turn around. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17 to 19. He said, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no fruit, food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls. You know what this verse means? When all your chances of survival have been cut off, you do forex, it crash. You do crypto, the thing is not rising, it's going like this, coming as a, but apostle say crypto go rise. Toyukukuma farm, flood came and washed everything. Have you been there before? Farm a very large acre of land, going back rejoicing that when harvest come this year, at least I will dance. 3 days later, there's flood. You come and see water everywhere, as if it's Fadama. Have you been there before? I've forgotten, something happened to somebody one time. I think whether they lost something or something. As soon as the news came to the person, he saw the mess that had, you know, happened to what belonged to him. He stood with his hand on his head, and then he just walked out of the house like that to the main road. I was just walking like that. You know, there can be painful situations, especially when you planned from January. You strategized and did everything. You prayed, you sowed seed. And then one by one, you just watched unfavorable situations destroying and plunging. It's as if somebody somewhere is planning and manipulating. Everything that you do is just going down, going down, going down. Perhaps there is a woman who may be here or following online, trusting God for the fruit of the womb. You've prayed and fasted, no way. Even attempted IVF, no way. You know that one is more painful. Do you know how much they spend for IVF? And then after they implant it, days later you see yourself bleeding, or a week or 2 weeks later. The money gone, the pain that your effort has been derailed, and then you will go through a painful process of evacuation. Women, how many of you know evacuation? May you never know it in Jesus' name. That's what this scripture is saying. Though the fig tree may not blossom, though the vine may fail, though the olive, are you there for me, please? Though the olive fruit may, put the last verse again. I'm reading everything again, please. Though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, no hope of survival. Where do we go from here? It's not suicide. It's not travel to the village. It's not relocate. Where are you relocating to? I'm not against relocating, but most times, if you are relocating because things are not favorable, make sure where you are going to, you already have a promise there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Abraham was not a fool. He left abundance because he had a promise. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm sure if God had woken up one day and said, hey, Abraham, na lie, a lie, he knows the road back to where he came from. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Things are not working for me. Let me leave here and go to Katsina. The same sun where they shine here, they shine for Katsina. As there is hunger here, there is hunger in Katsina. Things are not working for me in UK. Let me relocate and go to China. There are still hungry people in China. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Make sure you are going to where there is a promise for you. Otherwise, remain where you are. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let's finish the reading. What do you do when all the hopes have been dashed? It says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Not in myself, in the Lord. In yourself, there's nothing really to boast about. In the last 3 years, nobody has asked your hand in marriage. Nobody has even come to tell you I like you. Have you been there before as a lady? Say, are you kidding me? Nobody, not even goats, nobody. Amen. Don't laugh, oh. There are people going through stuff, oh. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. And sometimes not really because of anything. But the Bible says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. It says, I will joy in the God of my salvation. And when you understand the sound of joy, that it triggers for you an unexpected season of harvest. The Bible says, the Lord God is my strength. Why will he become your strength? Because the joy of the Lord is... So it's when you rejoice that you'll find strength in God. He said, he will make my feet like the deer's feet, meaning he will give you speed. And he will make me walk upon my high heels. God is about to elevate somebody this season. I said, God is about to elevate you in your career. God is about to elevate you in your church. God is about to elevate you among your equals. God is about to exalt you. The Bible says, for exaltation, promotion does not come from the south, west, or east. He said, but God is the judge, for he exalts one and brings down another. You are the one that God is exalting this season. The Bible says in Psalms 92 verse 10, it said that the Lord shall exalt my horn as the horn of a unicorn, and I shall be anointed, hey, with fresh oil. May God exalt your horn in this season. May God exalt your horn in this May God exalt your horn in this season. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please be seated. We are about to pray. God is about to exalt somebody. I'm not just preaching, I'm prophesying. God is about to exalt somebody. In your church, God is about to exalt you. Among your equals, God is about to uplift you. You know, the first time David was anointed, it was amongst his brethren. Samuel asked David, asked Jesse, do you have any other son? He brought the seven guys. Forgot about David. He says, is there no other son? He says, he's in the field taking care of sheep. Send for him, for we will not sit down until he arrives. The David that had been despised and rejected, he became used to being despised and being rejected. But he didn't know that God had chosen that day to begin to honor him. I'm sure he went out to the field like any other day. He didn't know Samuel was even coming to his city. So he just dressed anyhow and continued with the sheep. I wish he knew that God was about to exalt him. He would have carried an extra cloth. So that when you hear, say, Samuel, they call you, you go enter first. When Samuel says, God said I should anoint you as king, you say, wait, let me change first. Let me go and shower first. He didn't know. Just like you're seated looking at me, you don't know that this service will bring a flip in your destiny. You know the way you flip a chair, you flip a plate. You know the way you turn something the other way instantly. God is about to flip your destiny. He's changing it from the bad side to the good side. He's bringing you from the backside of the wilderness to the palace. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the presence of his brethren, the Bible says Samuel poured the horn of oil on David, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. This is your season of honor. This is your season for exaltation. So what is the key? Joy. Somebody shout joy. I say it again before we pray. Until you have, hear me, until you have no reason to be happy, or until you are happy without a reason, you can't really have a reason to be happy, because it is joy that triggers the harvest. It is joy that triggers the abundance. When you begin to rejoice in the Lord, people will look at you as though you are crazy. It's okay to see, to call him a crazy man. When his results come, you will now see the results of a crazy man. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because God is setting you up in this season. That's a prophetic word from God for somebody tonight. Open your mouth and bless the Lord for that word. Thank him because it is your season. Thank him because it is your season and your time. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yes, it is. A fresh anointing is coming your way. Just for you tonight. It's your season of power and prosperity. Only you want everything. It's a new season. Guess what? It's coming to you. I say it's a new season. It's a new day. Fresh anointing. It's flowing your way. It's a season of power and prosperity. You by bringing it one at a time, so your joy is renewed every day. But when God wants to give you joy like a river, when he wants to give you joy unspeakable, he can bring all at once. You know what happened to Job? It was as if one phone call to the other, one calamity. This one called, hey, your sheep have been destroyed. This one, your children died, though, earthquake. That's how in one day God can bring everything at once. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I mean, God can do it all. Never you forget that God is able. In fact, if we should say more than able, I think that will be enough. God is more than able. He can do and undo. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He can fast track your process. He can look at you. Maybe you were supposed to go through that pain for 5 years before he lift you. He can look at you at the second year which you are in and just say, you know what? I decide by my will that your season of crying is over. Oh yeah, come. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And the Bible says no one can question him. Not even the devil can come and say, excuse me, God, she's supposed to go through 5 years of waiting. You remember the story of that parable of the man who went out in the morning and saw people and hired them in his vineyard? Went out much later, saw another set. He met the fourth set just 1 hour before work would be over. He said, why are you standing lazy? He said, nobody employed us. So we've been here all day, no work. And I'm sure they have already given up. It's just 1 hour to closing time. Let's just be gisting, because the hunger that will hit us this night, the gist is what will just comfort us. And the man walked on to them. In our work, say just 1 hour. Emo shall work. I'm sure they didn't think the man would even pay them much. At best, he would just give them food to eat. But the Bible says when it was time to pay them, it started with the last. Those ones that waited all day and got nothing. God came to pay them, and he paid them the same with those who started in the morning. I'm telling you what God can do. And when those in the morning began to complain, increase our own now. You remember they were the ones that bargained with God. You that didn't bargain God, you didn't question God when you were going through your pain. You kept following. You kept coming to the house of God. Sometimes you will worship and cry, but you will continue worshiping. Sometimes you will fast. There's no food to even break the fast, but you kept trusting God. Like Job, you kept saying, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he shall stand at last on the earth. The man asked them, he said, what is your business? If I decide to pay them like you, is it not my money? And I decide what I wish. God can fast track you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God can look at your family and see that the pain is too much. And even when you are not prepared for blessings, God can pick you and just bless you by emergency. Oh, that's something that will happen for somebody today. Not really for your sake. Maybe because the cry around you is too much and there's nobody yielded. Even you are not yet matured, but by his mercy, he can decide to just lift you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He can bypass process. He created protocol. He's the one that created order. Order exists because of him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So he can bypass order. The Bible says it is not of him that willeth, nor him that runneth. It is of who? That showeth. That's the God you serve. He's the God of process. He's also the God of lifting. He's the God of order. He's also the God of favor. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He's the God of merit. He's also the God of mercy. Malaka tokos kapranda. What others have gotten by merit, God will give you by mercy. I mean, say the amen like you know it's your own. I prophesy to those at the overflow, what others got by merit, God will give you by mercy. God will give you by mercy. I declare that the mercy of God is overriding systems. It's breaking protocols for your sake in the name of Jesus. I mean, that's God, though. That's what he can do. Joash was 7 years old when he became king. Is that not true? 7 years old, God made him a king. And he did well. Josiah was 8 years. What can an 8-year-old boy do? God, the anointing came on him. And he brought reform to the entire nation of Judah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not by might nor by power. If it was by might or by power, you shouldn't be in a miracle service. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We should just have pneumatic. I'll just teach you principles. Walk by obedience. But God created miracle service because God knows that if you should wait for principles, some people will die before the promise is fulfilled. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some of you are already old. When somebody is 35, 40 as a woman, that's not the time to begin to learn one or two. That's when mercy should just speak and open a door for you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let me prophesy it again because I'm sensing it in my spirit. Especially for that person who has given up on God. Maybe because of the things that have happened in your life, you feel that if God will never give you a first class treatment. Let me just manage anything that will come by the grace of God. Step out of that mentality of management. Because God is giving you by mercy what others take by merit. I say God will give you by mercy what others got by merit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are you ready tonight? Rise on your feet, lift your hands and give Jesus praise. And you don't have to worry, and don't you be afraid, 'cause joy comes in the morning, troubles they don't last. But there's a friend, what will he do? Just lift your hands to the God of wonders. Oh, I know that I can, know that I can stand. Sing so no matter. My life is in with Jesus, I can make it.
yourself.
My life.
To your neighbor that my life is in God's hands. Therefore, no man can say it is over when it concerns me until God says it is over. And can I tell you what God is saying now? When men say it is over for you, God is saying, I'm only just beginning. When men say this is your end, God will put B to end and makes it a bend to a new road. Do you understand that? Even as a man of God, you never rewrite. Is that not why we have the mechanism of prophecy? You never write off somebody. For reasons best known to God, God can take somebody who doesn't deserve it and decorate them with blessings. Maybe just to show his signature that he can do and undo. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The prophet said, I was sought by those who did not know me, and I was found by those who have not yet seen me. Is that not why salvation came to us, the Gentiles? Jesus came for the Jews, but they rejected it, and he came to us. Let me prophesy to you. Any opportunity, any blessing that is rightfully yours that has been diverted to another person, may God program them. It's a jealous prayer, but I'm praying it for my people. May God program them to reject it so it comes to you. I said they will reject it so that it can come to you. Tell your neighbor, that's those. That's how the blessings will hit you this season. No, wait. They didn't hear me. I said, tell your neighbor, Basbos. That's how the blessings of God will hit you this season. Are you ready for that? There's such an anointing for properties. I want to pray just before we begin to minister right now. Consider this. I don't know. Let's just start like this. Anyone trusting God to acquire a property this season? You have tried from last year into January till July. You cannot. Even if you don't have the means, but you just have faith. Between the next 30 days, by the wind of the Spirit, by the force of favor, receive it in the name of Jesus. I said, receive that miracle house. Receive that miracle land. Receive that miracle land. Receive that miracle land. Receive that miracle job. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready tonight? Minister Nat, I've been praying for the last 2 days about you. And I don't know whether it's God that told me or I'm telling God, but if I tell God and God tell me, it's the same for me. There was a telling. I don't know whether I told God or God told me, but it's been a discussion to give you a property, a land. In the name of Jesus, I join my faith with you, sir. Within the next 40 days. I'm not talking one plot, oh. No, I'm not talking one plot. Please, sir, stand up. I'm sorry that they, maybe after I prophesy to you, you'll come and sing later. Amen. The Lord is about to bless you.
I see one of the channels that God is about to use to open a door for you. You may have other plans, but I see God opening a door for you for properties. Why I'm talking to God to get you that land is because I saw you build house and give to for rent. Build house, give for rent. One flat, second flat, third flat, fourth flat, fifth flat, sixth flat. I saw, sir, he said, well, don't put the camera, okay, put the camera on his face.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I'm just in the process of acquiring a 1 hectare land in Yola. I've paid part of the money. I'm finalizing the grant documents with the state government, and I'm still in the process, but we are...
Father, in 40 days, we release it. You know the difference between a babalawo or a malam and a prophet? A malam can see it but cannot do anything about it. A prophet can see it and change it. A prophet can see it and fast track it. For I am watching over my word hastily to perform it. In 40 days, Father, we release the anointing for recovery. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I prophesy again for everybody here, anyone trusting God for a property this season. Are you ready to receive it right now? Hold on. Psalms 44 verse 3. Psalms 44 verses 3. Let me read that scripture and then prophesy this to you. For they did not gain possession of the land by their own sword. It's not with NGO money they used to buy it. It's not with civil service money they used to buy it. It's not with police money they used to buy it. Nor did their own arm save them. But it was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your countenance. Why? Because you favored them. How is it going to come to you? By favor. Somebody shout favor. You know that song? Favor surround me tonight. Play Hebrew cover. Prophesy to yourself. Say favor. Song in this season. Are you ready for favor this season? Anyone trusting God for it will cover me from season. Anyone trusting God for a property, house, land, anything around real estate, by the force of favor, between now and the next miracle service, receive it in the name of Jesus. 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 Receive it in the name of Jesus.
like a shield. Oh.
It's a home.
That camera, come and capture this moment. It's called favor moment. Ah, Onanono, say Ona will capture them. Don't mind them, they are the back dancing favor. Hey, dance on Ona too, come and capture it. We are going to sing it for 2 minutes. Are you hearing me? Sing it till every form of disfavor falls off your life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He said they got not the land or the possession by the sword of their hand. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I said it one time, I think 2 years ago. I said labor gives you what you deserve. Favor gives you what is reserved. How many of you are on God's reserve list? Huh? You know when you go to a big occasion, there are certain seats that they will just mark them. They say reserved. Like the one Minister Chijo came, Minister Nathan, they are, those seats, they are reserved. That's why you see it clothed the way it is. It's reserved. Even if you come by 1 p.m. before Pneumatech, you can't find your way to that seat. It is reserved. So it's not by who go first, not be by who start first. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let them start and continue. You are on God's reserve list. I say let them start and continue. You are on God's reserve list. Are you ready for favor tonight? Let's go. Favor. and give Jesus praise. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. There's a song coming in my spirit now. On favor. Amen. I will sing it. Amen. God is already working wonders here. God is a God of favor. That's your story this season. I prophesy to you that you are on God's reserve list. The favor of the Lord, the favor of the Lord, I receive the favor of the Lord. That's what I'm hearing in my spirit. The favor of the Lord, the favor of the Lord, I receive the favor of the Lord. The favor of the Lord, I receive the favor of the Lord. Let's see it again. The favor of the Lord, the favor of the Lord, I receive the favor. Thank you for the release of favor tonight. Favor of the Lord, you receive. The favor of the Lord, the favor of the Lord, I receive. The favor. Another person, your own is going to be the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord, I receive the glory of. Do you sense His glory coming upon you right now? The glory of everything you need. The glory of the Lord. Let's pick it up. see the healing of the Lord. Receive it in your body and in your mind. The healing of the Lord. The healing of the Lord. We receive right now, right now. Open your mouth and pray in the Spirit if you can. Pray in the Spirit if you can. Sondra hakra telegrene molo. The healing power of God is about to move in this place. God is about to set people free from diseases, from all kinds of diseases and sicknesses. God is about to arrest affliction right now. No matter the sickness, no matter the condition, God is about to bring an end to it. God is about to arrest cancer. God is about to arrest fibroid. God is about to arrest high blood pressure, low sperm count. God is about to arrest hypertension right now. God is about to arrest the devil of infirmity. Those of you outside, please pray. The healing anointing is about to move in this place. Saraka telegoria tongre segebai. The healing of the Lord. I receive the healing of the Lord. The healing of the Lord. The healing of the Lord. I receive.
Na 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 na
the service, God wants to heal. I want you to know that there is no sickness, no disease condition here. No matter how hidden, no matter how hard, no matter how resistant it is to cure, there is no sickness that God cannot heal. Psalm 77 verse 14, two scriptures and then we'll begin to minister to the sick. If you can just rise. We're going to minister to the sick right now. And I want you to believe and trust God for divine healing. Not only for yourself, but even for those connected to you who may be following this service right now. It says, you are the God who does wonders. You have declared your strength amongst the people. Try reading it in Message translation. He say, you are the God who makes things. You showed everyone what you can do. Huh? How do you people call it in Igbo? What's that name you give to God? When, you know, when they say the God that says a thing and does it. Yahweh. He say, you show everyone what you can do. Matthew chapter 9. We're going to pray for the sick right now. Matthew chapter 9 verse 35. It says, then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing. How many sickness? Give them in New King James, please. Healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Are you ready tonight for a touch? You heard the testimonies. Diabetes checked out by a text message. Somebody from another place was healed. Your voice and sing it one more time. As you sing, the glory of God is resting in this place. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good, healing all. If you have a sickness or a disease condition in your body, even if it's a symptom, something wrong in your body you don't understand, please place your right hand at that spot. And we are going to pray now. If your whole body is on fire, you don't know what is wrong with you, just put your right hand on your chest. If it is a blood condition, put your right hand on your chest. If it is a disease condition that may affect your social status, if mentioned, put your right hand on your chest. But by all means, make contact with that part of your body where you need healing. We are going to pray right now. Please be upstanding, everybody, inside and outside. The healing anointing is moving. God really wants to bring an end to affliction. Can you just close your eyes, put your hands there and be still for 2 minutes while they play? I sense that God is determined that nobody will live here with a sickness. Just close your eyes and remain still while they play. The glory of God is moving all over this place. And God wants to terminate afflictions.
afflictions that are in bloodlines, afflictions that are hereditary, it's in the family. And you are, now you are afraid that you already have the symptoms. God wants to bring an end to it. Just remain still. Put your hands where the condition is for 2 minutes and then I'll begin to pray. At the top of your voice, in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, by divine authority, I come against every stubborn affliction, recurring sicknesses, irritations in your body, syndromes that you don't understand, all kinds of pains. I come against it in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke the spirit of affliction now. I rebuke that devil of infirmity now. I command it to come out of your body. I command it to come out of your family. Come out of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Sicknesses that are as a result of hereditary. Sicknesses in the bloodline. Sicknesses because of genetic disorder. Sicknesses that are incurable. Viral diseases. All kinds of bacteria hiding in the system of God's people. Deformed limbs. Deformed parts of your body. Swellings, growths. Boil. I see God healing somebody of a boil. I don't know who that person is, but I see God healing somebody of a boil, a stubborn boil, a malignant boil. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every other names, I command those diseases to leave now. Be gone in the name of Jesus. I set you free in the name of Jesus Christ. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, cancer disappears. High blood pressure disappears. Low blood pressure disappears. Hypertension disappears. Every kind of hearing deformity disappears. In the name of Jesus Christ, every mental condition, every devil that has latched onto your mind, affecting your brains and parts of your nervous system, I command that devil be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. That spirit of insanity, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Feverish conditions, malaria. You treat it today, by 1 week time, you are back to it again. It disappears, never to return again. Those of you that are living perpetually on drugs, this night, I bring an end to that lifestyle. I set you free from the very spirit of infirmity. I declare that you are healed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to check yourself in a minute, but God is doing all kinds of healing right now. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's somebody, I don't know, God is healing you. Okay, several of you, male and female, but there is a man, I see God healing you around your private part. I don't know if it's something wrong with your testicles. I don't know if it's the swelling or whatever. But I just see God touching you there right now. I see all kinds of infections disappear.
There's a young lady with a particular infection that has been disturbing, but right now it is gone. The sign is that, I don't know whether it was discharge or something, whatever it is, check it. It is dried up now. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's somebody who is, when somebody is lacking blood, what do you call that person? There's somebody who is anemic. Anemic. Like shortage of blood. That has been corrected right now. I see all kinds of migraine headaches leaving. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In fact, I see like 10 people that God is healing of chronic headaches. It's going in the name of Jesus Christ. Eye conditions are being healed right now. So this is what you do for me. I want you to check yourself. I'll tell you when to sit down and you will do that shortly. But I want you to check yourself right now. Find if that condition has gone and step forward boldly to shame the devil. Let us hear your testimony. Even if it's a testimony that will need to cover your face, we'll cover your face and say, but I know that God has healed people right now. Can we give the Lord Jesus a big hand of praise? Hallelujah. So check yourself. Call home. Call the hospital. Anyone connected to you or might be following this service right now who was down, call them and get the medical report or get the healing report. Bring it for us quickly. Those that God has healed, please step forward any of this aisle, either this way or this way, any of the aisle. If you are outside, they will allow you to come in quickly so that we can take your testimonies. And then after that, we are going to pray some thought-provoking, destiny-provoking prayers. And then I'll prophesy over your life. Are you blessed at all tonight? Clap your hands for Jesus once again. Amen. Now, I'm still waiting for those who have been healed to step forward quickly. If God has touched you and you're following online, God has healed you, I'd like you to step forward. Or how do you do it now online? They type it on the comment section. Okay. Or is there an email for them? If they are watching by YouTube or Facebook, there should be an email. Just put up an email there that they can send their testimonies to, or they can type it on the comment section so that we can get that. Amen. I know it as I know my name and surname. A lot of healings have happened here right now. Pile is disappearing now from somebody. Yes, pile is going right now. Right now. And as I said it, that person, you felt a relief in your body. I won't mention the place, but you just felt a relief right now. Pile just disappeared right now. In the name of Jesus. There's somebody that God has healed of an 8-year-old infirmity. I don't know what it is. 8-year-old, 8 weeks old, 8 months old, but I see the number 8. God has just healed you of a condition that has been for 8 years. Can we celebrate God there? You see, look at that line already. Please, can you be seated? Keep checking yourself. Again and again, whether the healing is complete or it is gradual, step forward and let's get the testimony quickly. Put the devil to shame and give the glory and honor to Jesus Christ, who is the healer. Glory be to Jesus. We receive the glory of the Lord. We receive it in this season like rain from heaven. The glory of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, we receive the glory of the Lord. Please give a mic to Minister Chijoke. Come and testify this song with me. While we are waiting to get all the people that have been healed, young or old, God is healing people. Mothers and fathers, children, young people. God is healing people. Amen. Please testify, sir.
The glory of the Lord.
Atala garadene mahasikabaya.
I receive.
Maraka sotoro mogoya.
Glory of the Lord.
While you are seated, let the glory.
Glory.
of the Lord rest upon you.
The glory of the Lord.
Let his manifest presence fall from heaven upon your life. Receive it like rain upon green grass.
The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. We receive the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. We receive the glory of the Lord. 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 We receive. We receive the glory. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. Glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord.
I receive. His presence. Thank him for his glory. God is bringing emotional healing to people right now. He's fixing your mind. He's fixing your emotions. He's healing the wounds of your heart. Wounds from your past. Wounds from your past.
right there where you are. Receive it right now.
Presence of the Lord. Glory of the Lord. Glory of the Lord. We receive.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. I see the Lord anointing some people right now, just before we start taking the testimonies, but you are going to feel it like drops of water coming on you. It's like a shower, like rain. It's a strange kind of anointing. It's coming on you this season. Inside, outside, following online across the globe, receive it right now, like dew from heaven. Receive it right now. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
We receive the glory of the Lord.
Can we take the testimonies now? All right. I want you to celebrate God for these testimonies. Yes, sir.
This is Rita Nelson. She
yes.
had irritation in her throat since yesterday.
She had what?
Irritation.
Irritation.
In her throat.
I remember when I mentioned irritations in your body.
Yes, sir.
Since when?
Yesterday.
Since when, sir?
Yesterday,
sir. Where, what part of her body?
The throat.
The throat.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
So while the prayers was going on, the irritation disappeared miraculously. So right now she's not feeling the sensation of the irritation anymore. That's the first miracle, sir. The second is why she was still standing here. She had mucus. It went dry instantly. It dried up. Why she was still standing?
She had what?
Mucus.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, from her nose.
From her nose.
She had a runny nose.
Yes.
And instantly it... Can you give Jesus... I told you that the anointing for this service is a now anointing. While she was still standing here, the Lord heals you and makes you whole. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Celebrate God for her.
Papa, this is Sister Jessica.
Sorry, sir, just hold on. Madam, are you married? Huh? Come. Are you married? Are you married?
Sir, as you were...
Huh?
I'm Mr. Nelson's wife.
You are Mr.
Nelson.
Okay, Mr. Nelson's wife. Where is Mr. Nelson? Please come. Where she was going back, you know, I can't really spot you because of the light, you know. When she was going back, I heard the Lord shouting, her husband. That's why I had to call you back. Come. Hold your wife and step forward. Now, just release her hand. I want you people to do something prophetic, a prophetic action. Turn around, 360, two of you. Turn around. So I'll give you two prophecies from this prophetic action. First of all, God is bringing a turnaround to your life. In this season, you know. Number two, just the way as you turned around, you changed position. After that turnaround, there will be a change of level.
Amen.
Prophecy for one is prophecy for all.
Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is done. Celebrate Jesus. Yes.
Papa, this is Sister Jessica. She came
yes.
in with an abdominal pain.
Abdominal pain, yes.
Yes, sir. Which has lasted for a week now.
Yes, sir.
But immediately the prayer was going on, the pain, she felt a sharp pain and that was the end of it.
She felt a sharp pain on the spot
and
it disappeared.
Disappeared, sir.
And there is no pain again, my dear.
No, sir.
Try pressing your abdomen, let's see. Completely gone. Let's give Jesus a big... And do you know what it means to be in pain for 1 week? That means you would have taken pain killers or something. But for it to persist for 1 week, pain can kill, I hope you know. But God has healed her. It will never return again.
in the name of Jesus Christ. And I don't know why the Lord is telling me to tell you this, not because you are a woman, not just because you are a woman, but the Lord is telling me to tell you, even in your flow, like a woman, you know, your monthly flow, God, I see God canceling pain and also like an abnormal flow. You understand? I don't know, but God is correcting that thing. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes,
you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And thus said the Lord, it will not be said that there is fibroid in your stomach.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Clap your hands and give Jesus praise.
Papa, this is Mr. Ilya Dayok.
Yes, sir. Before you go on, the Lord is healing somebody of fibroid. I don't know if I'll call it fibroid, but I'm seeing what in the woman, in the female reproductive system, what's around this side? The ovary, is it ovaries? The fallopian tube will cross, then by the end here you have the ovaries. Yeah, I see something like an abnormal growth there for somebody. I don't know if you already have it diagnosed as a medical situation, but I'm seeing it like an x-ray. God is healing you right now. I don't know where you are. One of them, not the two, one of them, your ovaries. There's like an abnormal situation there, an abnormal growth. One of them, not all, perhaps the left or something. God is healing you right now. In the name of Jesus. If that makes sense to you, please step forward quickly. I just saw that like an x-ray. You know, like an, you know the way you see an x-ray? Yeah, I just saw that right now. God is healing that person. Please, if you have been diagnosed of anything related to that, God has just healed you. Step forward. Let's get that testimony. Let's celebrate Jesus. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
This is Mr. Ilya Dayok.
Yes.
He had fever since yesterday.
Since yesterday?
Yes.
Ah, so when we're talking, sir, you had fever. Now, wow. And then what happened? Go ahead, sir.
While the prayer was going on, the feverish
condition, situation.
Yes, sir. And then one of the signs he noticed that he was healed is that his taste bud changed completely.
His taste bud changed
completely.
Now you know that it's instant miracle. It will, God perfects your health in the name of Jesus. Sicknesses will be far from you in the name of Jesus Christ. It is done. Please celebrate Jesus. Next testimony.
Papa, sir, this is Genesis test, Timothy.
Yes.
Since last week he had body pains, but while the prayer was going on, everything disappeared.
Completely gone.
Completely gone, sir.
Never to return again in Jesus' name. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. Yes.
Papa, this is Nehemiah. He had a boil earlier this week on his right arm.
Yes.
Around his stomach.
He had a boil.
Yes.
Around his stomach.
Yes, sir.
I think I mentioned something about boil.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So while the prayer was going on, the boil began to reduce.
Wow.
Yes, sir. And
is it?
And the pain is gone.
The pain is gone.
Yes, sir.
And the boil has disappeared.
Yes.
Or is reduced.
It has gone down and I can't
and
feel
the pain is gone. How long did you have this condition?
From Monday.
From Monday, that's a week now.
Yes, sir.
Please come, sir. Any baggage that followed you from the previous month ends in this service. Any satanic baggage that followed you from July into August comes to an end in this service. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please hold my hand. Father, we command that boil to disappear instantly. And we thank you for perfection of healing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive the touch of God. In the name of Jesus. Go and check it again, sir. Go outside and go and check it again. You'll be surprised that when he gets outside and check, it will disappear. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise. Jonathan is not the healer. Jesus is. Yes, sir. Do you need somebody to help you there? Yes, sir. Go ahead, please.
We have an online,
online testimony. Yes, sir.
All the way from Ghana. This is Constance Ponadu.
Yes.
She said, I started this service with a severe headache. I nearly stopped joining, but the healing of the Lord, by the healing of the Lord, I am free. No more pain. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Give Jesus a big and resounding clap. And I prophesy to those online, whatever nation, whatever state in this country, whatever nation on the earth you are following from, both to those online and those here, may your miracle get to you in the name of Jesus. All the way from Ghana, can we give the Lord a big hand of praise? Yes, sir.
Papa, this is Seydou Hamza.
Yes.
For more than 10 years, he has been experiencing a pain in his kidney, which he was diagnosed.
A pain where?
In the kidney.
In the kidney?
Yes, his kidney.
Yeah, yes.
He was diagnosed in the hospital as... Day before yesterday, he was diagnosed of critic level in high...
His creatinine level was high.
Creatinine level was
Maybe
high.
You need a doctor yes. to come and help you interpret something.
Yeah. So he came in with the pain.
He came okay.
in with the pain. But while the prayer went on, the pain disappeared.
And you said it has lasted for 10 years.
Yes.
When God heals a kidney condition, it's a real miracle. Go to TH and then you will know this is a real miracle. Is that how you celebrate God for this healing? 10 years. Any demonic baggage that has trailed you over the years, it comes to an end in this service. In the name of Jesus Christ. Kidney condition don't be small thing, no. Are you ready? Go to TH, go to dialysis center. How much is dialysis per night, doctor? Please, doctor, step, come now. Because Bishop read another thing, he didn't read. Amen, man. Amen. How much is that Dr. Wycliffe? How much is dialysis now? Eh? Sir? 30 to 40 per session. And that one session lasts how long? Give him a mic, yes sir.
Okay, you are expected to have like 3 sessions in a week.
At least 3 sessions a
yes,
week.
And each session cost around 30 to 40,000 naira.
30 is now they've reduced it now. Yes, it used to be 50.
Yes, yes.
30 times 3.
And now currently it's even 57,000.
And it's 57,000
yes,
currently
right.
now.
Yes, yes.
Multiply that by 3 and then think of somebody who has to do that for 1, 2 or more months. Huh? I beg, interpret what is there for us, because he said his creatinine. Creatinine
yes.
was high.
It was high. About, well, maybe the figure.
Huh?
Maybe the figure he got was not correct.
Okay.
But he said it was high.
Okay.
It was okay. He said it's around 500.
His creatinine was at 500.
Yes.
That's high.
That's high, yes.
These are markers that tells you that there's a problem with the kidney. So whenever there's a problem, you expect all of these parameters to go up. And then the more they go up, then the bad or the worst because
the situation and the need for dialysis.
Eventually. Yes.
Have you been on dialysis before?
No.
Come forward, sir. This is a real miracle God has done. Listen, I've seen people die of that disease. Are you hearing what I'm saying? 10 years. And you felt the pain when you came into this service.
Yes, because there was a time I received healing for my sight here. So I remember this place again. I said, let me call. And I saw a pastor.
Huh?
There's one man walking on crutches. He lifted
yeah.
up.
Yes.
Behind
yeah.
you on the poster around me.
You saw our poster.
I've been seeing it.
And you saw me lift up a crutch.
The poster has been speaking to me.
And that's why you came. And God brought him. See, that's why publicity is good. Amen. That's why publicity is good. I think we have one now in Bolori. There will be many others you'll soon see this morning. And God has touched you, sir. Based on what you have analyzed, how soon do you think he was supposed to start dialysis if the condition had continued like that?
Okay, it depends on how bad it is.
Okay.
Sometimes they will just give medications and then it goes down. But then if they continue giving and it doesn't, then he would need
they call it end stage renal disease, and then you need
end stage renal disease.
Yes.
That's when the dialysis.
Yes. So sometimes they start the dialysis before then.
Okay.
Yes.
To try to see if.
To see if they can salvage it.
So it's more like it's not really a treatment. It's like managing, trying to manage a situation or something.
It's a form of clearance, actually.
Okay, clearing the kidneys.
Yes.
Jesus did not read medicine, but he's the doctor of doctors. Amen. Please come, sir. Father, we thank you for this healing. Command the devil of death, the spirit of death, to leave you now.
Out!
Father, we thank you for perfection. You are made whole. In Jesus' name. God has made you whole, sir. You came with anybody or you came alone?
I come alone.
You came alone?
Yes, sir.
You have a family?
No, not yet, but I'm staying with some people.
Okay, you are just alone yourself?
Alone, myself.
You stay with people?
Yeah.
Go back and tell them what God has gone.
Amen.
And bring them back.
Amen.
So that the whole world will know that God has saved you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is done. God bless you, sir. Return back to your seat. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise. 10 years. God is faithful. What was impossible, you made possible. Jesus. Yes, sir.
Yes, Daddy, this is Sister Rahima. And for 2 weeks now, she has been having tightness in her chest. She went to the hospital and she was diagnosed of high thyroid. And she was asked to come back again for re-examination.
Oh my Lord.
In a week's time.
What is high thyroid? Do you even know what thyroid is? Where's Dr. Wycliffe?
She can't breathe well. She's always panicking.
Okay.
And anxious.
That should be an endocrine a disorder, something that should be. And she couldn't breathe well.
Yes, sir.
Of course, because of the tightness of chest.
Yes, sir.
And now what happened?
During the prayers, she now felt relieved.
You felt the relief. Now you can breathe well.
Yes, sir.
What is, what you said, the diagnosis of what?
High thyroid.
High thyroid. Is that what they call it?
Yes.
Huh? Yes.
Hyperthyroidism.
Hyperthyroidism. Okay, hyperthyroidism. What will it cause in somebody's body? Please, Dr. Wycliffe, let me hear you. Yes, sir.
So here on the front part of the neck, there's an organ that secretes hormones. Those hormones are called thyroid hormones. So when there is excessive secretion of those organs.
I think, is it a growth hormone? Is it a growth hormone?
No.
Okay.
No. It's thyroid hormone. So
okay.
When it's excessively secreted, it causes what we call the goiter. So the hyperthyroidism she's talking about is what causes
goiter. So
yes.
this thing here, this
yes.
apple that Adam ate.
Exactly.
Just said that so you can know, right? And God has healed you now. So I think you will have to go back to the hospital to check again for the issue of the thyroid.
Yes.
Because in my opinion, the same power that can heal your breathing situation has solved the thyroid issue. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, we declare that she is made whole.
Amen.
And I speak to everyone going to any kind of endocrine disorder or any kind of disease that is having so many complications. Between now and the end of this service, God is setting you free from it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's clap our hands for Jesus. I need you guys to just be around until we are done with this, because there are many things we don't know. We only know how to speak in tongues. Yes, sir.
Same line of testimony. This is Habumakus online.
Online?
Yes. He said, I want to use this medium to thank Jehovah Rapha for healing me of a severe chest condition that I suffered for 2 weeks. I'm here to give God the glory.
Still chest condition again.
Yes,
give God the praise. Yes.
Yes,
next.
Papa, this is Stephanie. She had this side pain that lasted for over a month now.
Yes.
But from last 2 weeks, that's increased. But during the service, while the prayer was going on, the pain disappeared.
Side pain. What yes. could be? What could?
The left.
What were you people?
She has not gone for any.
What could you diagnose out of that?
Okay, the left side is where the ovaries are.
The ovaries yes. are.
Yes. So.
And I mentioned ovaries, left ovaries. You think I wanted to ask them because I want them to educate you? She and you had that pain how long? More than a month.
I had it more than a month, but last week and this week it was very serious.
Okay, yes, sir. You were saying something.
Yes. So sometimes you could have pockets of fluid collection around that particular site, and that can be responsible for the pain that she's experiencing.
Feeling.
Yes. So and then treatment usually depends on the size of that cyst. Sometimes when you have those fluid collections, it's called...
It will become a cyst.
Yes, and then treatment depends on the size. Sometimes you give medication...
Ovarian cyst.
Yes, and then with medication, it can resolve. But then when it grows a little bit bigger, sometimes there might be need to do some incision.
Operation.
Yes.
You are nobody will operate you. Jesus has healed you without operation. Every woman here, please put your hand on your side here so you make contact with your reproductive... system. Every devil from hell tampering with your reproductive system, I curse them now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I will declare that you are made whole in Jesus' name. Yes, quickly because of time. Let's speed up.
Yes, sir. We have an online testimony similar to this one.
Yes.
From Engineer Grace Mwada Musa.
Yes.
She said testimony of healing on the left side.
Left side too.
Yes, sir.
The same place.
Yes, sir.
I tell you, God is doing something. Whether it is ovarian cyst, oval cyst, it is healed in the name of Jesus. So you go and get checked in the hospital and confirm these healings. Amen. Do we have more or is time for us to pray? Can we submit the prayer request quickly now? Pass the basket round. Let the ushers pass baskets round. I think you should have written by now. I want us to pray for 10 minutes and then I speak over your lives and we are done. So once the basket gets to you, please just drop your prayer request and then I'll ask you to rise in a moment of time and then we'll begin to pray. Please pass your prayer request in the basket. Let's believe the God of wonders to move on your behalf. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever the request is. There is nothing you cannot do. There's no mountain you cannot move. If you have said it, then you will do it. You have a track record. Yes, sing. You're not about to stop doing it now. There is nothing. There is nothing you cannot do. There's no mountain. There's no mountain you cannot do. If you have said it, then you will do it. You have a track.
nothing you cannot. If you have said it, then you will do it. If you have said it, then you will do it. I want you to believe God tonight that we are entering a season of answered prayers. Do you agree with me? Hold the hand of your neighbor. We are going to cry to God in the next 2 minutes. We are already out of time. We'll cry in the next 2 minutes. Lord, turn this request into answers and do it speedily. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Shila kate la brana la bakate. Ma brata brakete boko brosko poto lo bro. Turn this request into testimonies. Turn them to answers. Speedy answers. Speedy answers. Speedy answers. Speedy answers. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimonies. Let this become testimonies in the days ahead. Let it become testimonies in the days ahead. And declare by the authority of the King that every request here becomes a testimony. He said they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. We declare this will be a season of testimonies, a barrage of testimonies in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn their situations around, change their stories, give them a reason to laugh. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Please clear this out quickly. We are entering a season of intercession right now. Judges chapter 16 verse 28. Judges 16, 28. I'm going to lead you to pray for the next 5 minutes. And there's going to be a shift. While we are praying, there will be deliverances. While we are praying, the angels of God will do warfare and battle against the forces that seems to resist you. This is the last part of the service and I beg you not to miss this. I want you to ensure that you pray. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible says that the effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amplified says makes tremendous power available. Are you ready to pray? We serve a God that answers prayer. Make sure everywhere you are praying. There's something called to the Lord saying, oh Lord God, remember me, I pray. That's the first prayer point from that verse. Oh Lord God, remember me. Open your mouth and pray. Let a season of remembrance
a season of remembrance. Come over my life. Please pray. Please pray. You guys pray. Maragasi glorogobos. Preketele bogobrosia makratalaba. Ikolobosia katalaba. To just lead you to pray some dangerous prayers right now, because many of you are due for a breakthrough. You are due for another level. Then Samson called to the Lord saying, "Oh Lord God, remember me, I pray. Strengthen me now." It's a warfare prayer we'll pray. "Strengthen me, I pray, just this once, oh God, that I may with one blow take vengeance on the Philistines." It's a funny way we are going to play. You are going to say, "Lord, just this once, by this one prayer, avenge me of my adversaries. Avenge me of the onslaughts of the enemy. Avenge me of the attacks of hell." Open your mouth and cry. It's a battle cry. It's a prayer of warfare. With one blow, with one strike. In this season, let the adversary be arrested. Let the enemy be arrested. With one blow, with one strike, open your mouth and pray. Hey, give us soto robo borobia. Listen, my brothers and sisters. The Bible says in 2 Kings chapter 19, when Sennacherib sent his army against Judah, and Hezekiah cried to God,
God spoke through Isaiah of how he would deal with Sennacherib. The Bible says that night, one angel slew 180 something thousand soldiers, and by morning there were corpses everywhere. I prophesy to you this season, God will strike once and not need to strike again. God will strike once and avenge you of your adversities. God will strike once and avenge you of satanic attack. In the name of Jesus. Shout amen if you believe it. Hallelujah. Can we do some more warfare prayers? Say after me, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every satanic spirit.
Every satanic spirit.
Every satanic system.
Every satanic system.
Responsible for hijacking my success.
Responsible for hijacking my success.
Responsible for hijacking my results.
Responsible for hijacking my results.
Be arrested now.
Be arrested now.
Open your mouth and cry. Every system of witchcraft. From the marine kingdom. From the occult. Every system from darkness, every spirit from hell responsible for hijacking your success, hijacking your results. You labor so much, but no results. Let them be arrested now. Rakete, sekete, abrekete, sekaskatataya. Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Angels are moving as you are praying. There is warfare and deliverance going on as we are praying. Say after me, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every pattern of hard labor
and near success syndrome
Around my life is hereby terminated. Say every pattern
of hard labor.
You remember what Isaac told Esau when he cried for blessing in Genesis 27. He said, it will be by the dew from heaven and the fatness of the earth. He said, and the yoke of your brother will be on your neck. He said, but when you become restless, you will break the yoke. Are you ready to break the yoke of hard labor? Anything that makes you work more than you get. Anything that makes you not see the equivalent of your labors is a pattern of hard labor. Some of you pray, you labor in prayer, but your life is not showing. You are going to deal with it right now. Say every pattern of hard labor.
Every pattern of hard labor.
On near success syndrome.
In my life.
Is hereby terminated. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Wherever you are under the sound of my voice. Open your mouth and pray. Every pattern of hard labor. Malakate say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now I want you to let it be 3-3. 3-3. Because this prayer, the miracles will begin from tomorrow morning. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible says two can withstand in, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. You'll be surprised at what you are about to pray. Hear me? When it comes to restoration, the biggest kind of restoration you can experience from God is when God restores time that has been lost. Hard labor will make you lose time. You'll be laboring in a place that you don't get profit from. By the time you discover the right place, you have wasted time. You have wasted years. He said, but I will restore to you the years. Are you ready to pray? Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
By divine authority.
By divine authority.
Tonight,
I gain dominion
over time and recall every opportunity that was lost back into my life. I recall every lost opportunity into my life in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. To speak over you. We'll still pray one more prayer, but let me just declare, because I sense the anointing to prophesy. Hear me. There are some people, it's as if there is something on their head. Please listen to me. It's as if there's something on their head or something written on them that drives back good luck, that drives back anything good. It's like a curse. It's as if there's something on their life that prevents people from doing good to them or prevents people from helping them. That curse must be broken this night. In fact, let me start from that. Lift your hands in the name of Jesus. Every veil of darkness, every veil of bad luck, anything that the devil has placed on you that drives anything good away from you, in the name of Jesus, it is deleted now.
It is deleted now. In the name of Jesus. You know what God told Cain? God said, I placed a mark on you that anybody that sees you want to kill you. Cain said, this is too much for me. God said, I placed that mark on you so that anybody who see you will not kill you because you are a vagabond. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some people carry mark of disfavor, some mark of reproach, some because of the invisible mark on them. No decent young man will approach them for marriage. It will either be married men already or people from the other faith. Some people, anywhere they go to that God has programmed to favor them, it's as if there's something on them that the people will see and just turn off. Somebody will talk to you and sound good on phone. The moment they see you, they just change. Lift your hands. Every mark of disfavor, every mark of disapproval, every mark of disfavor, I curse it right now and I delete it by the blood of Jesus. It ends from your life in the name of Jesus. Any demonic force around your life that is repelling good things, is repelling good things, I curse that force right now. I curse that force now. In the name of Jesus. Every garment of shame, every garment of reproach that the enemy has placed on your life, right now, let the fire of God begin to consume that garment. I release fire to consume that garment. I release fire. I release fire. I release fire. I release fire from the throne room. Let that garment be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of hard labor placed on your life, that your results are not equal to your labor. According to what the people of the world say, you walk as an elephant, you eat as a grass. Some of you, even spiritually, your labor in the place of prayer, in sacrifice, in giving, in worship, is not commensurate to the anointing or the visible manifestation around your life. Any devil from hell, any force from darkness that has placed a yoke, please, I want you to help some people right now, because the power of God is going to bring deliverance. Any yoke of hard labor placed on your life, let that yoke be lifted now. Let that yoke be lifted now. Be lifted now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let that yoke of hard labor be lifted now. Be lifted now. In the name of Jesus. Near success syndrome, it comes to an end now. Every destiny hijacker, any spirit or any human agent positioned by the devil to hijack your result, or maybe you have done something that should bring you credit and honor, and then the devil arranges some unscrupulous element to put you in the dark and take the spotlight. Some of you are in places, in organizations, you are doing the work of your superior. But when it's time for praise, when it's time for promotion, when it's time to reward, they will give somebody else and not you. If it is a devil from hell, I curse them right now. I curse them from your life right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that you shall not labor and another eat. He said, you shall eat the labor of your hands. I declare that that shall be your story from today. In the name of Jesus Christ. From today, I release the favor of God upon your life. No more laboring in vain. The little that you do, the favor and the grace of God will multiply it. In fact, let that grace for multiplication rest on your life. And I decree that it will only multiply good things.
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Powers from your father's house, from your mother's house, satanic powers from your villages that has trailed your destiny, that has kept your family under siege. Makando rokoskiti kebarakate, embraskoto broskete balahata. I declare by him that died and rose again, let those powers be silenced forever. I shut down the power of darkness from your lineage. I shut down the power of darkness from your lineage. I declare it is over. It is over. It is over. In the name of Jesus. Everything that was lost must be returned unto you. Everything that was stolen must be returned unto you. Everything that was lost shall be restored unto you. Everything that was stolen must be returned. Hear me. I prophesy to you, anything that belongs to you, material things, your properties, your glory, your name, your reward, anything that was stolen from you, I declare in the next 7 days, instant restoration. Instant restoration. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that is lost, I declare that you are recovering it in this season. May the anointing of God rest on your life for honor. Rest on your life for promotion. Rest on your life for increase. Rest on your life for exaltation. Hear me. Anybody designed by God to favor you this season, I put pressure on their spirit. I told one of my sons one time in the military, I told him, because there was a position that they called him for, but all of a sudden nobody was talking again and all of that, and he was worried. I told him, don't be worried. Joseph didn't go to Pharaoh. Pharaoh sent for Joseph. You have been looking for them, running after them from pillar to post. Nobody's looking at you. Right now, the favor of God as was upon Esther. The Bible says that God gave Esther favor in the sight of all who set eyes on her. That means once you see Esther, you are looking for what to do for her. That favor and grace rest on your life today. Wherever those people are on planet Earth, I put pressure on them. They will not rest. They will look for you and favor you. They will look for you and do the needful. They will look for you and help you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I provoke helpers around your life. Yes, so. I provoke helpers around your life. Enough of being alone. Enough of struggling alone. Enough of trying to do it alone. I call your helpers your life now. Receive helpers in the name of Jesus. I call your helpers in the name of Jesus. No more will you struggle again. No more. Listen. I place authority over your tongue from today. You will not need to speak once before people respond to you. This is a very powerful impartation I'm doing right now. I place a kingly anointing on your life from today. You will not need to speak once, more than once, and people will respond to you. He said, "Ye shall decree a thing and it shall be established." You will speak once and people will gather. You will call one person and multitudes will gather. You will ask once in prayers and you will receive answers. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Thou shalt exalt my horn like the horn of a unicorn, and I shall be anointed with fresh oil. From today, fresh oil rests upon your life. Put your right hand on your forehead. Fresh oil by the Spirit of God rests upon your life. Right now, fresh oil. Fresh oil. Oil for breakthrough. Supernatural, unquestionable breakthroughs. Oil for elevation. Oil for wisdom and spiritual understanding. Oil for a robust and productive secret place. Yes, so you heard me. Oil for a robust and productive secret place. You will not need to ask God for evidence. The results around your life will be an evidence that you dwell in the secret place with the Most High. Receive it right now. Your life will never be the same. In the name of Jesus Christ. Clap your hands and give Jesus praise. Hear me before you go tonight. When you walk out of this place, walk out with the consciousness that you are a victor, you are more than conqueror, you are an overcomer, and you are stepping into the manifestations. In fact, be surprised if it doesn't start this night. That means as you are going out, you are seeing testimonies. Some of you on your way, in your car, in your keke napep, in the bus, a message, an email will hit your phone that your miracle has arrived. Receive it in the name of Jesus. No more struggle for you. Let this be your season of remembrance. Anyone here who has been trusting God for a job, I pray by the God whose I am and whom I serve, by the grace of God on my life and the grace upon the fathers that I'm connected to, that in this month of August, angels and human beings will not rest until you get your job. Wherever your job is on planet Earth, I call it into your life. I place the word of the Lord on this declaration now. In the name of Jesus Christ. By the next miracle service, there will be no unemployed person here. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Are you blessed tonight? So walk with the consciousness that these things will begin to manifest, and God is using it to shift you to a new realm, to a new place in destiny. He's giving you supersonic and supernatural speed. He's completing what he has started in your life. He's perfecting what he began. And for some of you, as he finishes it, he's bringing a new beginning again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, there are some of you, I want to pray this prayer for you. Some of us, the reason why we may be going through some of the things we are going through and why we almost always we need a miracle. And I want you to take this as a correction. Some of us, when God opens a door by his favor, by his mercy, many of us, maybe with character or with words of mouth or with lack of understanding and wisdom, we shut the door again. Those doors can be job opportunities, can be business opportunities. It can be people, destiny helpers. Listen, when God bring helpers into your life, it takes character to keep them. Character is what keeps what favor brings. Transparency, sincerity. Are you hearing me? God spoke to me about this weekend. In fact, I even wrote it there as a prayer that we should pray, but because of time, we will not need to pray it. But I pray for you in the name of Jesus. And many of us, this cycle keeps repeating again and again, and you keep losing credible relationships. You keep losing fantastic opportunities. Not because of anything, but because there is a trajectory, a pattern. There is a way you behave. There is a way you speak. Things that you should know to do, you don't do it. When an opportunity opens up until it escapes. My prayer is that this season will be wise. Some of you, somebody will call you now tomorrow
and say, do you have a business proposal, or what's your quotation for the business you want to do? If by the time you leave this service, with all this announcement and prophecy of favor, if I were you, don't wait for the call to come. Don't wait for the email to come. Prepare yourself and get yourself ready. Somebody's trusting God for a job and their CV is not intact. Somebody's trusting God for a job and they feel that you are trusting God to be employed and you don't know anything about it. You are trusting God to be employed as a HR and you don't have any certification there. Perhaps God is speaking to you. It's time to amend your ways. So that when God releases an opportunity and opens a door, that door can remain open. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. And by the mercies of God, any door that God opened that you shut before now because of your ignorance, because of your foolishness, because of bad character, because of wrong speech, by the mercies of God, may those doors open again. May those doors open again. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with you. Jesus' precious name we pray. Please wave your hands for 3 seconds and give him praise. Thank you, Father. Tonight, before we leave, permit me to make an altar call. Thank you for standing and thank you for your time. But please keep standing for a minute or two. Let's just honor God for the souls that will be won. It is my desire that after all that has happened in this glorious service, there should at least be one or two or more souls that will return to Jesus. Listen, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Any other thing that claims to be the way is not the way. You need Jesus not because of what he can do for you. You need him as your life. You need to have a personal relationship. You need to know that you know that you know Jesus and that he knows you. And so if you are here and you want to surrender your heart to the Lord, we are not saying you are the biggest sinner, no. You have decided that it is time for me to have a relationship with God. Let me know where I'm going with my life. I'm tired of chasing shadows and just following friends here and there. I want to know Jesus and have a relationship with him. Wherever you are among that category, or you want to rededicate your life and mean business with God. There are things you are struggling with that will not allow you to serve God. I'm going to count to 10. Please pick your Bible and run to the front now. Young or old, man or woman, boy or girl, single or married, student or working class, don't wait to be the last. Your time starts now. Jesus has stretched forth his hand and is calling you now. 1, 2, please run quickly. 3, respond to the call of salvation. 4, I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. 5, all the way to the back. Perhaps you are outside. I'm waiting for you to come. 6, 7. Return to him while you can. 8. I think we should make it louder. Perhaps one person needs to say yes to Jesus. I'm still waiting for you. There has to be at least one person that will surrender to him. I'm waiting, no? We are not closing. I'm waiting for that person. While you are struggling in your heart, just run out quickly and say yes to him. Eternal life is what he promises you. A relationship with him. Hallelujah. Are we blessed tonight? At least I gave enough time because I knew in my spirit that there were two people in the congregation struggling. Let me still give you time. Let me still give you 5 more seconds. Please say yes to Jesus now. Whether you are rededicating your life or you are returning to Jesus, you can't be assured of tomorrow. Remember the parable of the rich fool. It was that same night that God required his soul. I'm giving you this last opportunity. Respond to his call, wherever you are. Respond to his call. Yes, somebody's coming now.
give your life to me, that I may be saved. Yeah. Stretch your hands towards him. Stretch your hands towards this one and pray for him. Stretch your hands towards him and pray for him. Please put your right hand on your chest. While I'm praying for him, that other person, Jesus is calling you to come now. Please pray for this one. Put your right hand on your chest. Repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender to you today. I repent of my sin and I receive you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Please lift your right hand. Father, decree and declare that your sins are forgiven. Call him a born-again child of God. Or grow in victory, in grace, in favor with you. To serve you all the days of his life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you for this noble decision. Please turn to your left and walk straight to that man waving his hand. Let our counselors have a word with you. Can we clap for him as we take our seat?
If you've been blessed or inspired by this message, you can connect with us by liking our Facebook page and subscribing to our YouTube channel at Sons of Glory Network International.